Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, 8/29/21, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Good has mastered evil is the title of this. And this is the word of the Lord, and I'm just going to read it to you. It's time to put off your sackcloth. My goodness is mastering evil. The best is yet to come. It's not just a cliche or a slogan, but it is the truth. I'm turning the sorrow and the mourning into dancing all over the earth. There will literally be dancing in the streets. So take heart and rejoice, for your redemption truly draws nigh. Satan always overplays his hand. Boy, we see it like nothing. He is so overplaying. It's bringing everything right out in the open for everyone to see. I said something last week, and the Lord reminded me this morning. He said, you said that, and you said that, and it was prophetic. Probably nobody else got it, but the Lord reminded me what I said. What did I say, Lord? Oh. It would be naive to think that Satan didn't mess with my word. But you have the Holy Ghost in you, and he's the teacher of the church. And there's going to be things coming out that you don't know. And you're not going to know what to do about it concerning my word. So we're going to have to depend on the Holy Spirit to show us. He's the teacher of the church. Yeah. When there is, they say, 777 books, if that is true, and we have 66. They're even saying, really, there's 888. There's the 111 books called the Books of Giants. So you think about that and you think, do you think maybe there might be some things that we don't know? And they may be foreign to us, but we're going to have to look to the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher of the church. He said he would lead and guide us into all truth. He wouldn't deceive us, but he'd show us things to come. So keep that in mind as things go forward. Satan always overplays his hand. He always goes too far. He is not in control. I am, so never fear, for I am here. I'm in you and among you, and I have taken charge. I have a plan. Trust my plan. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Darkness is being eradicated from the earth. Right now in Australia, I saw a deal from the Prime Minister of Canada, the woman that has replaced Trudeau. She was asked a question. Are all the dumps cleaned out in Australia and New Zealand? That's where all these heavy lockdowns, and she said, nearly. So that's what's going on there. Even though what we're seeing is they're pushing back on the populace, they're forcing mandate vaccines and all this crud, that's what we're seeing. But in truth, the dumbs are being cleaned out. The children are being rescued. The frazzle drip is being circulated again. This is if you haven't seen it, don't go look for it, because you can't unsee what you've seen. Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, her aide, through the help of a surgeon, terrorizes a child, a young girl, fillets her face off, wears it on their face to scare her and scares her to death, drains her adrenochrome, drinks her adrenochrome. That's why you see them laying over there on that table, getting the high from the adrenochrome. They killed this child for their lust. See, this stuff is coming out. They're dripping it out. They drip it out for a reason. It's trying to desensitize the public, because so many people don't know anything. But this is another thing the Lord said to me this morning. Don't judge anybody by what they say or do, especially Christians, especially different programmers, because they have a part I've given them to play, and that does not mean they will do what you've been called to do. They will do what they are called to do, and it may just be a part, and you think they're wrong, and they're not. They're just doing their part. So we're on the same team. We're just many parts, and we've been given the part that we have to do. So let's unify. When we all come together, we make a whole. That's why there's so many. Because right now is when all this stuff is coming out, and some will never get it. Don't feel bad about it. That's between them and God. Let God deal with them. Let God lead you who to say stuff to. Don't do it unless God tells you to. There is now a new day dawning. Just like the little ones coming up out of the tunnels to finally see the light of day, the whole earth has been in gross darkness, and now the light has come. This light will be so bright that there will be no shadows, no more darkness or wickedness done in a corner, for the light will make it manifest. My glory will shine forth like the noonday sun, and the new age of 1,000 years of peace will have begun. See, we're going from darkness to light, just like Melania's dress. You're going from dark to light. I will wipe away all the tears. I will restore all of the wrongs. No more harm or hurt. No more killing or destroying. I will restore all. So take heart, my mighty ones, for you have been valiant in the fight, and you will be greatly rewarded. I will restore anything and everything you've lost to be in my army. Take heart. There will be an end to all of this. I am the end. See, he's the end and the beginning. Looking back, you will see and say that it was worth it. Yes, you'll be so glad that you stayed with it, that you didn't succumb to the darkness. Satan's 6,000-year reign of terror will become just a memory of the past. You will tell those yet to be born how I, the Lord and Savior, brought you through, much like veterans tell their war stories to their grandchildren. You're living proof that I rule and reign. No more hell and earth, but heaven and earth. All your suffering, all your pain will be gone, and it will just be a memory. You will see then just how much grace was upon you. You look back and think, I don't know how I did it. You did it because of the grace of God. Kingdom living will be the new norm back to Eden. It will no longer be hard to follow me. It will be the easiest thing to be born again or to have a prayer answered. It will be a total flip. I'm flipping the earth right side up again. The day Adam fell, it flipped upside down. Satan and his demons aimed to push back and eradicate you from the earth, but now the pushback is on them. All divine order restored. The Lord says, do not look back. There is nothing there. Just like when the Egyptians were following the Israelites and they were barreling down on them. And they went into the sea. They were drowned in the sea. There's nothing back there for you to look back on. Not memories, not things you did, not beautiful things you saw, not things you loved to do. None of that matters anymore. The Lord says, don't look back anymore. There's nothing to look back to. See, we're coming to the new heaven and new earth. New heaven and new earth. So there's no reason for us to look back and say, oh, if I could just go back there. Oh, if I could just do that, I'd be so much happier. No, we're only moving forward. It says those who look back are not fit for what? The kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we just go forward.